This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. Governor Tim Walz was at opening day of the Minnesota State Fair today, but his thoughts were also on Minneapolis. Walz talked to MNN about today being the one-year anniversary of the Annunciation school shooting.
It's the Annunciation anniversary, and I said I just think the mix and the just position. Not sad to not be governor. I'm just sad when I think of, you know, some of the things that we've been through together, but the resiliency is out here. I mean, those families were here.
The shooting last year killed two students and wounded 29 other people. Plenty of political candidates at the opening day of the state fair. Republican Senate candidate Michelle Tafoya.
It's a great opportunity to talk to people, and it's just so nice to have people come up and say hello and tell you what they're thinking about the state, about your race, and where they see things going. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Tafoya faces Democrat Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan in the November election for U.S. Senate. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty is calling on Texas Governor Greg Abbott to extradite fugitive Christian Castro to Minnesota before he is released from custody. Castro was arrested in Texas May 29th, and Minnesota officials submitted extradition paperwork June 2nd. Moriarty says Abbott has yet to sign the warrant and warns Castro could flee to Mexico if released. Minnesota-based CHS is partnering with Morocco's OCP to build a major phosphate fertilizer plant in Louisiana. The two companies plan to invest up to $450 million in the facility, which could produce more than 1 million metric tons of fertilizer annually. CHS says the project could reduce U.S. reliance on imported phosphate fertilizer by nearly half while creating a more reliable domestic supply chain for American farmers. The State Fair is offering several options aimed at making the fairgrounds more accessible for visitors with sensory sensitivities. Franklin Center Associate Director of Therapy Services, Lizzie Fries, says one event in particular can help families ease into the experience.
Trying to go to the fair on Monday the 31st, they do a sensory-friendly morning. The lights and sounds near the Midway and the Kidway areas are turned down, and that can be a lot more welcoming for people with sensory sensitivities.
She says the fair also offers calming spaces throughout the grounds. And if you missed today's opening day, you still have 11 more days of the Minnesota State Fair. This year's fair features 36 official new foods, 9 new food vendors, agricultural exhibits, competitions, live music, and entertainment. This is MNN.